Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Unnatural Habits, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. The attack came suddenly. Out of the hot darkness in the notorious little lawn came three thugs armed with bicycle chains. The tallest lashed his against the crumbling side of a building. It hit a metal sign advertising Dr. Parkinson's pink pills for pale people, which rang like a drum.
"An ominous noise," commented Dr. Elizabeth Macmillan.
"The natives are restless," agreed her companion. She was the Honourable Miss Phryne Fisher, 5'2", with eyes of green and black hair cut into a cap. They were not the target of this assault. They were blamelessly approaching the Adventuresses Club, bent on nothing more controversial than a white lady, Phryne, and a dram of good single malt, Dr. Macmillan, and an evening's exchange of views on weather, politics, and medicine. But Little Lonsdale Street was always liable to provide unexpected experiences. However, the person who was fated for a good shellacking appeared to be lone, female, and unprotected, which could not be allowed. Phryne turned abruptly on her Louis heel and, putting both fingers in her mouth, whistled shrilly.
"Look out, boys!" she yelled. "Cops!"
Usually this was a sound strategy. As police always entered Little Lonsdale Street in parties of four, the thugs would be outnumbered. It was just their bad luck this evening that they were led by a foolhardy tough with no sense of self-preservation. News like Phryne got around. He should have recognised her. But instead of a tactical withdrawal, he swung the chain again and struck a sign advertising Castlemaine bacon, none finer. He advanced on Phryne and the doctor. She looked at her companion.
"You can't say I didn't give them a chance to get away," said Phryne apologetically.
Dr. Macmillan waved a Scottish hand.
"You did," she admitted.